You're listening to the New World to Go podcast with your hosts, Redbird and BDLG.
Hello and welcome to another episode of New World to Go. I'm your host, Redbird, and with me is BDLG, episode 101. We got a lot of news to talk about today, guys, so we're going to hop right in there. We're actually the main topic and news thing's going to be together. We've done this before. But, of course, we got new update stuff on the January update. So we're going to talk a lot about that today. Of course, guys, thank you so much for all the five-star ratings and reviews. The subs on YouTube, you guys are killing it. We appreciate your guys' support. Thank you again. And a lot of positive things said about episode 100, our interview with Greg. So, again, special thank you to Greg for coming on the podcast, of course. And, yeah, Bordy. You got anything else to say to open the show, dude? We're in the triple digits now. We can, we can really start experimenting with everything.
Oh, okay. Is that how this goes?
You get into the triple digits
and then you just do whatever you want. You get into triple digits and then you lose all structure and you can do whatever the heck you want, apparently. Yeah, that's how these things go, I guess. No, I just, thank you. I just echo your sentiment. We say it all the time and we mean it. Thank you guys for hanging out. Thank you guys for listening to the podcast, for being a part of all of the content we create at newworldfans.com and the streams and the YouTube and everything, man. It's been crazy. It's been a crazy ride. We appreciate you. And, I don't know why we felt the need to open up like that, but we should open up like that every show. You know what I mean? And with a little bit of gratitude, because it's well deserved for our audience. So thank you guys.
Well, I say thank you, and then you don't. So I just, you know,
Don't give me the chance to, because you just keep rolling on in. And that's the problem right there. Is like you want to take all the glory for giving the gratitude to the audience, and you don't want to let me have any.
Well, and that's why I'm changing. I mean, 100 episodes in, I'm changing it up. That's what I'm saying, dude. I'll let you say thank you at the beginning of every episode. Let us know in the comments if you want to hear Bordy talk or not.
The whole episode.
Comment-wise, because I know that you occasionally get the people that are like,
that
why do you show your faces? Why do you guys talk so much? It's like, well, this is literally a talk show. So it's like,
why do you have Bordy on the show at all? Just take him off of there. Thanks for opening that up to the audience, dude. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
man.
Let us know. Leave a like. So leave a like if you don't want Bordy to be on the podcast anymore.
Great.
No way. We need. Well, I'm just baiting people to interact with the video, but you know, I don't think it's gonna work, dude. They want to see. They love Bordy, dude. They love you, dude. So let's without further stalling, let's hop right into the news/ main topic of the week. All right, if you're listening to the audio thing and you hear like stomping and drills and everything, they're redoing the drywall up in my main floor, so it's a complete disaster around here sound-wise. So if you guys hear that, I apologize. But yeah, so Bordy, we got news on the January update. Obviously, we got teased a little bit during the December dev video that something called Mutations is coming, and obviously we got all the details now, so we're going to talk a lot about this on this episode. Me and you have had the opportunity to jump in there and try out these a little bit, kind of see what we thought. You've done a couple, I've done a couple, so and then obviously our buddy Seth here helped us out, because he's doing them, obviously, as you guys anticipated, nonstop at this point. So we got a lot of info, first impressions as well, on mutations and everything that is in the January update. So real quick here, Bordy, we have the mutations themselves. Now, these are just an altered form of the expeditions, makes them more difficult, more rewarding. So what is your overall take of what, you know, I guess we were all kind of speculating about? Now we know concretely how mutations are executed in New World.
Yeah, I think they're really cool, man. I'm kind of excited for them. I do like the additional in-game content for sure. I like the fact that they're going to be pretty challenging, and what we've ran so far was fairly challenging, and I enjoy that as well. We made it. I think you made it up to what, like level 3 or something, and it started getting pretty rough at like tier 3. And the ones we ran were most like, we did Dynasty. Dynasty was evolved into like a level 60 plus. I think there were like level 66 mobs in there, so I'd say it's like slightly harder probably than like a Genesis or a Laz maybe for that first tier, which was good. So I can imagine that the ramp up gets gets quite crazy. So overall, I think it's fine. There are a few qualms I have with the system so far, for sure. And we can get into those here in a minute. But my first impressions overall is, like, I think it's good. I'm excited to see this added to the game. I think that Dungeon Mutations are going to give us a lot more to do, a lot more to work for. And people have been wanting in-game content, and here you go. I think this is going to be a fantastic way to implement some in-game content. But I kind of hope to see a few things change from the PTR over to live. I don't know if they will be, but we can talk about those in a minute. What about you, man? What's your overall take on the mutation so far?
Overall, the difficulty level of them, I think, is great. I think it's what New World needed, something like this, a more challenging, engaging form of PvE in the game. Obviously, we know as of right now, a lot of it's in the open world, and if you're on Eden or a bigger server, you know that basically they're just Zergs that run through there all day long. It isn't challenging, right? It's just kind of this activity that you do to make sure that you keep up with everybody, gear-wise and drop-wise. But the expeditions, obviously, are a little bit more challenging the first couple of times you do them, but even those, I think, kind of go stale. Genesis and Laz at this point don't require a ton of thought. You're just kind of, you're going through the motions and everything like that. There isn't really, once you know the mechanics of the bosses, I don't feel like there's a lot of challenge in there anymore. So Mutations, has brought that to the game, I think. I think you are going to have to be on your P's and Q's no matter what role you're trying to do in the expeditions. So that is great, dude, because I think one of the things we talk most about is, like, the division of MMO players and who are interested in what PvE versus PvP versus story versus roleplay versus, and the large group or the large majority of people, I think, in the MMO space. We don't know how large exactly the majority is, but we do know it's a majority. And that majority of people like cooperative, challenging in-game PvE content. And now New World has a form of that for those players.
Yeah, I would agree. I kind of do like the scoring system too. I don't know if we've talked about that yet or not at all, but the mutations are scored. So whenever you go into mutation, like, there's a time. And so you have to score a certain level to be able to advance to the next tier of mutation. So you have to get a rank of silver or above. And I don't remember offhand exactly the number of scoring for that. I want to say it's like 20? I think it's 20,000. That number comes to mind. I don't know. So don't quote me on that. But some score gets you a silver. And then once you get the silver, you can go up to the next mutation level. And so you get that by, like, having a better time, killing certain AI, getting more takedowns. And then team wipes will reduce your score. And then every time you respawn, that will reduce your score. So it's pretty interesting, man. It does force you to kind of go in there and perform at a high level so that you can get the score to advance to the next rank. And each of these ranks are increasingly difficult with the mutations, and it spices things up for sure. I'm excited to see what, like, a tier 10 is like. I don't know that I'll get there on the PTR, but I'm excited to see what that's like. And maybe we will get there on the PTR, because I think the last week of the PTR, Red, they're giving us 625 gear, so that'll be interesting to see. We can jump on there with 625 gear decked out and see how that feels versus playing it now with 600 gear and bumping up through the Umbral system. So we'll see what happens, man. Overall, I'm in the same boat. I think it's good. I think it's going to be fun, but we'll just have to see how things progress.
Yes, and so in the details here, basically, you will have to clear the regular version of Dynasty before you have access to these mutations. I don't know if we'll have to go back and clear that again once it patches. Obviously, the PTR, you kind of start with a new character, so no character created has ever had, like, gotten credit for clearing Dynasty. So we don't know at this point if everybody's gonna have to go back and clear the regular Dynasty to get the Codex level 1 for the mutation. Either way, you do have to clear that one time, and then you get access to what's called a codex, which then grants you access to the mutated level 1. So it'll be codex 1 and the mutation level 1. At that point, you will be able to run or start the dungeon of the mutated version 1 with a tuning orb, Bordy. I guess we have had debates about this prior to getting the information, and then even once we got the information, we had some questions and confusions on how this would necessarily work. Thank you again to Seth Fear for clearing this up, because he again does a ton of work on the PTR. And dude, it seems like every run you do just like the current dungeons, are going to require a tuning orb, Bordy. And we thought, or at least hoped, that that wouldn't be the case.
Yeah, so this is one of my major qualms with this new system that's getting entered in right now. You know, on the dev blog, I think a lot of people, including myself, had the impression that these mutated dungeons were going to be just repeatable, easily repeatable content. You could go in there, you could play them as many times as you wanted. With that, like, the tuning orb is going to be easily accessible, it's going to be dirt cheap. You buy the tuning orb, it's universal. You use it for the week, and then the next week you have to obtain another one, and the next week you have to obtain another one. That doesn't seem to be the case in the PTR right now. I don't know if that's going to change, but right now in the PTR, the way it works is that you can get a tuning orb from the faction vendor. They give you tuning orbs on the PTR, obviously, but the way it is right now is that you can get a tuning orb from the vendor, from your faction vendor. It costs it's pretty expensive. I think it's like 10K faction points and then a certain amount of gold. I don't remember the exact specifics offhand, but anyway, you can buy one there. It has a 7-day cooldown or a week long cooldown on that orb, right? So then you can get another one by crafting it. All right, so you can craft another orb that also has a week-long cooldown. So you go in there, and whenever you go up to the expedition, you use your mutated orb. It consumes it. It goes away. It's gone. So then you have to use another orb to get in there. So it works essentially the same way as the regular entry to a normal expedition would right now. I was hoping that, dude, you could just go run it over and over and over and over and over. And that's just not the case right now. And it's kind of disappointing that it played out like that. I hope that changes somehow, some way, Red, because that's just not, I don't know, man. I don't, it's gated progression yet again. And I don't know how I feel about that.
Well,
you know?
here's, I think the overall, like, I guess why I had hoped that this would be the case, that you could, they would make these easier to get into, and then they would just have some sort of gate to get, you know what I mean? Like how many times you could run or whatever.
Yeah.
Installed. And the reason I thought that is that, okay, so right now, one of the best things to do to like get a bunch of gear quickly, is to just run like through like Shattered Mountain or, you know, all those elite zones, open world in a Zerg, you get a bunch of loot. You get a bunch of drop chances. You know, all this potential of stuff. The next fruitful thing to do is an expedition that you need a key for. But the problem is like the keys are so difficult to craft and get that basically what I've kind of given into the fact that I just have to pay for my entry to these dungeons if I want to run them. And I think
which is almost as cheap as crafting them yourself.
Well, it's a lot quicker. That's for dang sure. Right now, you have to run a bunch of corrupted portals to even get the orb. That's the gate. I mean, really.
Yeah.
If we're down to it, like, 'cause those are bound by none pickup. Now, I think someone has speculated that might change in the January update. Obviously, we got to see, because a lot of changes happened from the PTR to the live client. To the PTR client before it went live. So we'll see what they do there long term. But that's another potential that they may be those corrupted shards bind on, you know, not bound on pickup, which basically means you could sell them and trade them, which that would solve the problem to me, or make the problem a lot better, at least, right? Because if I could just buy the shards and craft it, because a lot of the times I'm just waiting for a corrupted rune and I do not like doing portals. So, you know what I mean? It's an activity that I don't want to do, but, you know, I understand like the loop or the concept behind portals, but I just not something I enjoy as a player and getting, and again, another mechanic that is most likely you're going to take like 20, 30 extra people to just get these done quickly. So I don't know. I just hope there was this is like a dungeon. If for people that prefer dungeons, this is just a system that lets them do that at will. And the only thing that's kind of preventing you from getting better loot and progressing in these is your skill. And it's not the case, Morty. You will also need to grind orbs still. You'll still need to make them, so.
Yeah, I mean, I've said it a million times. Like, I'm not a big fan of the tuning orb system in general at all. Anyway, I still really don't understand it. I don't understand the purpose of it. I still have a hard time wrapping my mind around it. I think it was implemented to give stone cutting a better purpose, because there for a long time stone cutting really didn't have much of a purpose. I don't know, man. That's one of the major kind of issues I have with it. I think it'll be okay. So here's here's the way that we think it works in the PTR right now, and I'm pretty sure this is correct. So you have to get your tuning orbs. You get your tuning orbs, you go in there, and you run this expedition, right? Whenever you unlock a level, like say you unlock level 2, the level 2 difficulty for this tuning orb, right? So you unlock level 2 difficulty, and then that level 2 difficulty will persist among mutation cycles. And that's what it says in the patch notes as well. So it just kind of confirms this. So like if you run it for Dynasty, you unlock level 2, and then you go over to Genesis the next week. Well, a Genesis, I think, starts back over at level 1. But once you unlock level 2 for Genesis, next time Genesis rolls around, level 2 will still be unlocked. Same for like Dynasty. Next time Dynasty rolls around, you'll still have that level unlocked. So it's like this... It persists per dungeon across mutation cycles, I think. So once you make your way all the way up to level 10, you could then use your 2 orbs a week to go into that dungeon and run mutation level 10 and get the really, really good rewards. That's the way I think it works right now. That's the way that it seems to be working. And that's not at all how I thought the system was going to work. I thought, Red, this is what I thought whenever I heard this thing. I thought that we were going to just get access to these mutations very easily every week. And then you had to work your way up from tier 1 to tier 10 every single week. That's what I thought. So I thought, okay, we'll be running a lot of dungeons every week. Like you'll just be running from tier 1 to tier 10. And then once you get to 625 gear, the first several tiers are going to be easy. So you just run through there, get some good rewards pretty quickly, and then get up to the higher levels. That's what I thought was going to happen. That's not really how it works at all. Or it doesn't seem to be.
Yeah. No, not at this point. It is more like of a perpetual thing, it seems. Like once you get to mutation 10, each week you'll get the opportunity to go into mutation 10 right away, which does have significantly better rewards, of course, but you'll need an orb. And you know, in the end, I think it's fine. You know, I still think that there are going to be a lot of people selling orbs still. I don't know what the cost.
Yeah, that's not going away. It's going to get worse.
I think what will happen is maybe those are going to be like even more expensive than your, you know, mutated orbs are going to be. I don't know what, like currently on our server, Laz is like 2.8 to 3. And then Genesis is like 1.8 to 2,000 gold. So obviously that does make money for the stonecutters, but the thing about it is that's not how it was intended, I don't think. You know what I mean? I don't know if the devs expected you to sell your key off and let someone in the dungeon and then run away. Like, you know what I mean? But that's like...
I don't think so, yeah.
You know what I mean? So now, like those, I think those sellers, what'll be interesting, Bordy, is like now, like if you're a stonecutter, it really does kind of benefit you to grind up to mutation level 10, and then you can just say like, yo, I'm selling this mutation level 10 dungeon, and then you just let people in, and then you get like, I don't know what you could charge for that, dude, in the end, because like technically technically you don't have to unlock it yourself, because as long as that person who's unlocking the door has mutation level 10 available, you can get in and get the rewards from mutation level 10. Now that will not jump you up to level 10, supposedly. It will just increase your codex by 1 if you succeed. So you have to get silver or gold to move your codex up, of course. I don't know if we mentioned that or not. So bronze, which is basically you just completed the dungeon at that point.
So let's clarify that just a little bit, man, because that is kind of been a big question mark too that I've seen floating around, is like, if you don't use your own orb, if you go into a dungeon with someone else that has like a level 8 orb, right, and you are on level 2, okay, well, whenever you go into that dungeon and you complete level 8 with that person, does that mean you jump from all the way from level 2 all the way up to level 9? Or you just unlock one codex and you go
one.
From level 2 to 3.
So if I'm at 1, codex 1, and then I go join a 10, and we get like a silver or a gold, that just increases my codex to 2. It will not skip me to 10.
Each time you get a silver ranking, no matter what level it is, your particular codex for your orb jumps up.
Yes. Yeah. And again, credit to Sethphere for that. You know, I've ran 2 threes. I've ran two threes and one, but none of them were my keys. And I'm still at level 1, because we got the bronze and the 2 threes. So yeah, dude, it's interesting. I think the number one overall, the mutation thing is great. I love the amount of skill and attention it requires to be good at any role. You know what I mean? You have to be good at healing and dodging mechanics. You have to be good at tanking. You have to be good at DPS and making sure you don't die. You know, the requirements of gear, like, you're going to, you know, people are going to have a whole different build to run these mutations, dude. And that's another thing we can talk about, too. You're going to need, like, medium armor at minimum and 200 gear, 200 con, and because you don't want it, like, you getting one shot by some of these mechanics is not a great, not a great thing for your guild or guild group. You're going to need to stay alive. Exactly.
You don't
want to be rezzed. And you know, obviously, I think you could get good enough at the mechanics to make sure you don't die. And you, maybe you could be in light armor. But, dude, you got to make sure that your hit points are at a certain level so that you don't get one shot by these mechanics. Because, you know, it will be detrimental to the run and the group. And obviously, people are not going to want to take you. And that's another thing to talk about, too. It's going to be hard to get in these groups if you don't already have a group set up, because, you know, pubbing these things and losing these orbs is not going to be great, dude. Because if you do not succeed, your orb is gone. You know, you're going to need another mutated orb that week to get in and try it. So, we'll see.
I think for a good while, it will be kind of gated to people. And then I think you'll start seeing after a little while, you'll start seeing more pug groups form, because as people learn the mechanics and learn how these things work and the different mutations and whatever, I think people will be more open to bringing other people in. But I do think there will be certain requirements now more than ever, as far as like, what trophies do you have? What gear do you have? What are you running? And there's going to be like these prerequisites for you to get to run the dungeon before they'll like allow you in the pug group, right? I think that'll begin to happen for sure. And all of that, I think, is okay, because this is meant to be very like kind of end game, very tough, very hard content. But you touched on something that I really want to talk about, and that's the amount of gear that you have to have, right? Like, I think having like medium armor, light armor, making those choices is fine. But my goodness, man, it's one of my biggest complaints about this game, hands down. And let me preface this by saying I freaking love New World. Okay. If I didn't, I still wouldn't be here. I freaking love the game, but my goodness, bro, I hate managing
inventory.
A million different. I hate managing inventory, and I hate managing gear sets, man. Gear sets are the bane of my existence in this game right now. And that just got that was just amplified by a lot, because now you have these new perks that they added. You now have to run these mutations that are mutated all the time. Like, you're going to want to have different gear sets to be able to complete these things efficiently and effectively. And to an extent, it's okay, but we don't even have like a gear management system in the game. And so my inventory right now is a wreck. It takes me forever to get ready for anything, because I have to go dig through my inventory and figure out what's what and piece together my gear sets or whatever. And that to me is a nightmare. Even if there was an inventory management system that allowed me to switch gear sets on the fly, I still personally, this is just my personal opinion, I do not enjoy having to grind out a million different gear sets, because the game in and of itself to me personally is like this game where you should be easily able to switch between weapons, et cetera. And right now it's not set up in that manner, because you don't really want, you kind of almost want to focus on a set, but then you also want to be able to be very diversified amongst your other sets. So it requires you to have like multiple weapons with multiple perks, and then have, I don't know. It's just kind of a mess to me, man. Like, you have to do way too much and have way too many gear sets. For one, I don't really enjoy that. I think some people may. I think one of the positives there is it will keep people, maybe it will keep people logging in to try to push towards getting those sets and give you a something to work for all the time. But I think there comes a point where it's too much. Like, it's too much of a grind to be able to enjoy the stuff that you have. Like, I want to be able to get to a point where I have stuff and then I can enjoy that stuff for a little while before I have to grind out more stuff. There's kind of a fine line there between like when you want to add stuff and when you don't. And this is just like, man, too many gear sets for me, man. The luck system is crazy. You got to have all this luck stuff for that. You got to have trophies for everything, and the trophy system, I would like to be able to change those on the fly. Like, the trophy system is okay, but it's very annoying whenever you go in and you're getting ready for a dungeon and you have the trophies, but you forgot to go to your house and change one of them or something. And then you got to like go out and change it. It's like, oh man. And that's just going to be amplified. So I hope at some point there's some remedy to that moving forward. I like the mutations themselves. very, very fun. I have enjoyed the heck out of the ones I've been in. They've been great fun. I don't like the tuning orb system, and I really, really don't like the armor and gear management in the game. It's just, for me personally, it's too much, and I play the game a lot. I can only imagine how this feels for people, like casual people. I have a feeling they just feel like they're never going to be able to do any of this content, you know? And that part concerns me a tad.
Well, okay, for our audio listeners, I mean, Bordy like visually is shook by this. I just want you guys to know the face, the look on his face is like, man, he is very concerned. Yeah, but the thing here's the good part. You know, the good part is that it makes drops a little bit more interesting. Because then you can't, like, yo, I did get this really dope ancient earth weapon that I can use in Lazarus. So that's positive. I want to note that. And I understand.
Ancient earth. Did you just say ancient earth in Lazarus?
Listen, man, what I meant. angry earth, ancient weapon.
In Genesis.
Yeah. What I said?
You said
okay,
earth.
Never mind. You know what I mean. Anyways, it makes loot more interesting when you get dropped. There are more useful drops now. You know what I mean? You won't get so bummed out that you get Ancient Bane on a weapon or something like that. But here's the thing, and this is like, I get what you're getting at. It is like, that's all great, obviously, having all these new sets or getting these drops, like when I get a skinning helmet or whatever is dope, and all that's great, but I feel like the game doesn't necessarily support having that much stuff, right? The idea that I can only store so much stuff in a certain storage, and if I forget that, I have to run back there, I have to fast travel to each of my houses each time I want to do a dungeon to make sure that trophy's up. It isn't necessarily supported by the game to play the game that way. But again, the expedition system is basically requiring that, the mutation system is requiring that you play the game that way. You will, I think, need those banes on your weapons to be good at, or, be as min-maxed out in DPS. And I think you will need the resistance or the wards on your armor to make sure that you aren't getting one shot by some of those mechanics. I think they want you to play the game that way. And to the point about the tuning orbs, I guess, kind of doubling back there, I understand that they use these tuning orbs to kind of gate the amount of drops that you can get in a day, right? Like the elite chest and everything that drops your exotics. They are on a 23-hour cooldown at the moment, which is another topic in and of itself. Like, I hope they change that to global eventually, just everything in the game global. But that would obviously...
Well, we do have a cooldown tracker coming to newworldfans.com.
Until they make that change, yes, we'll help you out. But the thing about that is, dude, is like, I've been 590, pat myself on the back. I've been 590 expertise and everything in a little bit now. And dude, running those dungeons.
No, you're not. You're not either.
The shield does
shield.
Not count. No one cares about the
count.
Shield.
Yeah, you can't say everything when you have the shield.
All
or
right,
something.
Fine. I'm 590 and everything but the shield.
That's better.
Okay, and then I'm glad that you're. I hope that you can recover from the state you're in. So I'll do anything as a friend that I can do to help you get past that. So So dude, it's basically. Like, I run those dungeons and without, you don't get, if kind of like, you don't get the expertise upgrades, and then you rarely get anything usable. You know what I mean? Yeah. You get like, I would say like less than a tenth of the drops you're doing by doing one of those chest runs or something from an expedition. You have to grind that gear, that orb out, which is a pain, or pay. Which is another thing that's like, obviously I don't mind paying, but I don't think that's the way the as a system is intended to be used, like I said before. And so then it's like, now the mutation thing, it stays in that same vein of accessibility. It's not that accessible, and then it creates some sort of more, I guess, it expands upon or multiplies the inventory management problem. So I think, obviously mutations as a whole are great. I do hope that they eventually get something that again, like, acknowledges the fact that, okay, inventory management is kind of a pain. It's like not, it's not a good kind of challenge, right? I don't want to spend, because I sometimes spend hours managing, you know, my storage units, my gear, my inventory.
Me too.
I'm a little bit of a hoarder, so that's partly my problem. I do hoard a lot of things, but, you know, again, it's just like if I've been out harvesting and I want to, you know, switch and run last, then I have to go and use a bunch of Azoth to each house to make sure that I put that particular trophy up in the house before I go out to do the dungeon. And I get like the aspect of like role playing, like preparation for this, like, you know, long expedition that, you know what I mean? You're diving into this dungeon and your character's like kind of going to perform this ritual to prepare for going there. But at the same time, like it sometimes just feels like too big of a.
Yeah. And in theory, that sounds great, right? Yeah, in theory, that sounds really cool. Like, that's a cool idea. Like, yeah, we got to go get ready for this thing. We got a lot of preparation to do to go kill all these mobs. But then in practice, it's not fun. So I see what you're getting at there for sure. But in practice, that's fun. You know, one of the things I was thinking about that would be a really good idea that I would love to see come into the game on the topic of inventory management or just gear management. You know how on the PTR they have the crates. Whenever you open up a crate, it gives you all these items, right? So it's separated by PTR set of the century or whatever, PTR set of the barbarian, that type of thing, right? So what if we just had this chest in our inventory and you could open up this chest and you could place in, there was a slot for all your gear, right? So there was slots for all your armor pieces. There were two weapon slots. There were three jewelry slots. And you had a slot for all your gear, right? And then you could put in there all the gear you wanted to put in there. And then you could name that chest like deck set or PvP set or ancient set or Lazarus set or Angry Earth set. Whatever you wanted to name that chest, you name it. And all your gear is just in that one chest. And then you open that chest up. And there's all your gear. So whenever you're going and collecting all this gear, you have chests for all this stuff. Just some way, some system to manage that stuff would be excellent. But here's the silver lining, I think, though, Red, is that all these things we're talking about, they're fixable, right? Like, I think all these things we're talking about are really more quality of life changes than anything, with maybe the exception of the tuning orbs. I think the tuning orbs are kind of a core mechanic of the game that I don't know that feature is very fun. But The inventory management system and whatever, the gear and all that stuff, that can be fixed, I think. And I do truly think it will be fixed over time, because I know for sure, without a doubt, AGS listens to their players. They've shown that time and time and time and time again. And so I do think that without a doubt, we will get some quality of life adjustments. And I think that the gear system situation, the inventory management situation, I think that will be fixed at some point in the future. When that comes, I don't know, but I do think it will be.
I agree with you 100% on that topic. I do think they'll eventually fix it. I just think as players, obviously,
it's just a frustration right now.
It can be a little bit of a frustration, and it's just important to voice that in a logical way, of course, and make sure that they know what we want to see in the future patches, because, like you said, they do listen pretty well. The other thing, and this is the next thing that was changed, was umbral shards. Now this is a reward for these mutated expeditions. You can only earn them here or through the gypsum system, and we can talk a little bit more about that later. And so basically this will upgrade any legendary 600 or just, I guess, 600 gear score. I don't know why you'd want to use umbral shards on a non-legendary at this point, but you upgrade your 600 gear score stuff to 625. Now, there was some concern. I don't know how you feel still. I haven't talked to you about this, I don't think, since we've gotten all this information, but there was some concerns that this was an increase in gear score a little bit too soon from a lot of players. But after running, some mutation level threes and a mutation level one, I kind of saw like, okay, well, these umbral shards are definitely not hard to get. You know, you get a butt ton of them from these. And yes, it does take a butt ton to upgrade something to level 625, but it doesn't take a lot to upgrade all your stuff to 605. Or, you know what I mean? These seem to be like they're going to be pretty accessible, and you're going to be able to upgrade basically whatever you want to upgrade to 625 relatively quickly.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it is going to take a little while to get there, but there. I actually put together an Umbral Shard guide on newworldfans.com here recently that outlines how many Umbral Shards you need to get to a certain level. So to get from 624 to 625, you need 2,500 Umbral Shards. So that's quite a lot. But here's the kicker, though. If you do a tier 10 dungeon, if you can make it all the way up there, if you do a tier 10 dungeon, now it's going to take you probably quite a while to be able to accomplish this, to get to this point. But just in the future, thinking ahead, like when new weapons are added, et cetera, and you go through the expertise grind, you're trying to get that weapon to gear score 625, you do one of these and you complete it at gold, you get 6,000 Umbral Shards. Yeah. So you get a ton. So you could literally use those 6,000 Umbral Shards to upgrade. Yeah, to upgrade a couple of different pieces of gear from 600, you know, up or from 624 to 625. But I mean, you could get it all the way up to 624 and then just to run another one to get it to 625. So there is a way. I mean, it's not bad. And also after running the dungeons or the expeditions, even at level one, man, you get so many drops in there. Like, I think a lot of people are also worried about getting their 600 gear right now because you cannot use the Umbral system on a piece of gear that's less than 600, right? Well, whenever we ran them, I've ran the mutations a couple of times, and every time I've ran them, I have gotten at least two legendaries out of there. So now they weren't legendaries that I'd particularly use, but what I'm getting at here is that I think the drop rates are increased to a level that I think you will get geared out fairly quickly by doing these things. And I think you'll go from 590 to 600 pretty quickly doing these things, and then you'll be able to get from 600 to 625 fairly quickly. So as long as I was kind of in the camp of they did this way too soon for sure. And I kind of still think that maybe it should have been waited. Maybe they should have waited a little bit, but this could set the tone for a very long time, right? Like, they may not do anything like this for a very long time. And now the Umbral system, I think, may be their way of progressing gear score even past 625 and beyond. The only thing I don't like is that now you have gypsum, and now you have Umbral on top of gypsum. Yeah. Which is a little bit weird to me. Like, I don't know why we just couldn't keep using the gypsum system somehow to raise it to 625. But now you have this system on top of a system. But I think over time it'll be okay if this is what they choose to do long term. And then at like an expansion or something, they raise it up to 650, and then you use your Umbral Shards to do that. I think there's a lot they could do moving forward with this system. But overall, I think it'll be fine. I think they just got to be careful at when they raise the cap again, right? Like, I think they need to wait a really long time before they raise it from 625 to anything higher.
Yeah, so the timing isn't terrible, because they did say, like, in February they're not going to put out any content, so at least this will give people some time to catch up. Like you said, now doing these mutations, you're going to get a ton more gear. The drops in there are insane. Like, you're getting a ton of armor. I think I got like two or three legendaries each run. So that is 600 gear score items in each of those mutated three versions. So, and a ton of purples. So they're not sparing on the loot. This is the best PvE or most rewarding PvE experience to do outside of maybe like zerking down a bunch of chest areas. And you can only do that once a day. So this will give some players another thing to do. The Umbral Shard system, like you said, should tie people over for a while, because what it will do is like, oh, whoa, I just crafted this dope level 600 best-in-slot weapon. I need to, even though I need, and it's possible to store up Umbral Shards too, but, you know, if you want to get that upgraded, you do have to do mutated dungeons again. So that'll keep people trying to do that, to keep enough of those Umbral Shards on hand to make sure that they are able to upgrade their gear when they get better gear. So that's also, you know, a pretty a neat little loop there, you know, because now you get the drop and now you want to go upgrade it immediately, right? Like, I get this dope weapon. Yeah. I want it to get this 625. So then you go and do that. But like you said, I do think overall, you know, I do hope that as far as upgrades to gear score is, I hope that they space these out just a little bit more, you know, but who knows, man. Like you said, they could keep doing the Umbral Shard thing, but then I think you're going to have a lot of people storing up Umbral Shards, and then as soon as it's upgraded to 650, they'll just use the Umbral Shards and upgrade all the gear to 650, which is not a bad thing, but it might take out, you know, if they use Umbral Shards in the future, it might take out some of the grind or the time sink that they were hoping that new content might hold. as well.
Yeah, it may. And then that also prevents you from getting drops at like 625, but maybe they'll increase the drop rate later on. Like if they increase like, okay, so now your gear score is 620 or your max is 650. Maybe they'll increase it so that you can now get drops at 625 in some of the newer content. Because right now drops are capped at 600. Once you hit 600, you're not going to get anything past the 600 drop. You're going to have to use the Umbral Shard to increase your gear score past 600 and get a particular piece of gear up to 625. So, but they could easily increase like the gear score drop amount or whatever. I think I said that wrong, but you get the picture. They could increase it from 600 to like 610 or 625, and then you use the Umbral Shards to fill the gap up to max if they wanted to do that. So I think potentially what has happened here is that it's almost as if there's a long-term plan here for this mechanic and for this system, and they just implemented it now, and now it's just going to be this forever. Which, if that's the case, then I think that will be pretty dope.
Yeah, but yeah, it's a cool system. Honestly, I like the idea of having to upgrade a piece of item, you know, or a piece of gear that you like that's legendary. Which another thing that I think I'm glad that they made it that way. I know a lot of people are like, I wish they would have made it a way to upgrade like other gear to like legendaries and stuff, but you know, it's hard to do that, you know, and not like someone had, I think it was Mumbles in our company, had like a kind of cool idea, like basically like, you know, you could choose to upgrade something, but it reroll all the perks on it or something if it wasn't 600. But overall, I do think that gear, obviously in the end game, you're going to want to have legendary stuff and all your slots. Obviously, I think most people are working towards that. And then for them to be able to upgrade, you know, those items that you love, so you won't have to, if you have a best in slot fire staff right now, you won't have to go find another one. I like that you don't have to do that. I'm glad that they did make it that way, to where you can upgrade what you have at the moment and not have to go look for other stuff.
Yeah, I think that's pretty cool too. And that part of the system does almost reduce the grind. It's just like right now, it feels like the grind has just increased exponentially. But over time, maybe, you know, that may be the solution, which is a pretty cool solution. Like if I have this really, really awesome hatchet that I want to use because it has it's like a best in slot hatchet that I want to use forever. But then it's low gear score whenever they increase the gear score cap and I can't do anything with it. Then it becomes obsolete and I have to go find another one. That sucks. That's a feels bad moment. But if I can upgrade it using Umbral Shards, then I can continue using this awesome hatchet that I love and I'm attached to. And I just make it more powerful. I like that. I like that. But that's like thinking ahead, thinking in the future, and maybe that's what they're doing too. And so hopefully we'll see how it works. That's going to be interesting to see how all this plays out in the future. But overall, I think it's so far so good, man. I don't think there's really any reason to panic over the gear score increase, because as we said, like in the level one mutations, you're going to get a lot. I think you're going to level up your expertise very, very quickly in those things. You're also going to get a lot of drops that you're going to be able to upgrade. So I don't think it's the gear score increase, I don't think is a humongous deal at this point. I think it's fine.
Yes. Obviously I do think it's something that I think a lot of people are concerned with, but I do think that over time, like it will be a really, really good system. And players should, again, appreciate the fact that, you know, I'm not going to have to go get another drop at 625 at least. You know, they're not upgrading the gear score in that way. They're just making sure that of course, you know, as you, if you got a good piece of gear that you like, the 600, you're going to be able to keep it with you, and you'll just be able to upgrade that, which I think is really, really good, like we said. All right, Bordy, can you think of anything else? That's basically the brunt of the January update with these two systems. And they're big, but
we didn't get new weapons. We all thought we were going to get the blunderbuss. That didn't quite happen. That's okay, huh?
I didn't think we were going to get it, but I know a lot of people that did.
Well, I think a lot of people did because they said that we were going to in that dev update. They said it was going to be the next weapon.
But they didn't say the next patch.
But a lot of people thought it was coming up soon, which is fine. Like, it's fine. Like, I'm still looking forward to the blunderbuss. Yeah, so now it'll probably be like March or whatever. I mean, listen, at the end of the day, man, here is the silver. Here's the hard, like the facts, the cold, hard facts, man. You look at New World from the beginning, you look at New World now. Yeah. And you look at the changes that have been made, you look and see the progression that's happening. Agree or disagree with these changes. Like they are moving. They are yes. moving with this game. Like, and I think they are truly taking into consideration what the players are saying, and they are trying to add content to appease the players. Everybody said we need in-game content. Well, here it is. They added it. You know, everybody said we needed whatever back in the day. They added it. Like they continue to listen and they continue to make changes. Whether or not they're the changes you wanted, you know, who knows? But I do think that over time, this game still has such a bright future, man. The rate at which they're changing things in this game is crazy. It really is. And hopefully over time, it'll just continue to get better and better and better and better and better. And, you know, I think we'll be having a much different conversation a year from now than we are right now.
Yes. And you make a great point, dude. I've never played an MMO that has added content and been this on top of things. From the jump, right? It always just takes a little bit for that engine to kind of rev up and for them to make patches and changes to the game. But say what you will, dude, they are definitely, progressing New World towards a better product, I think, in the end. So, all right, Bordy, well, that about does it with our main topic. Let's hop over to the company of the week. All right, this week we have, I lost the notes here, Church.
I got it.
The Church of Bezos.
Yeah, the Church of Bezos, man. They are NA East. Their server is Oceana. I'm not sure if that's a server that's been merged or not. If you guys haven't came and updated your listing since.
That was a big server.
Okay, maybe not. I don't know. I'm just putting that preface out there because if it has been merged, it may be different. And we've seen a couple of those on the podcast so far that people have forgotten to go update them. So if you haven't updated it, make sure you go out there and update it. Anyway, we have Church of Bezos. It says, the time is nigh, brethren. Soon we must put aside our differences and take up arms against the vile evils of New World. We must band together and show no fear in the face of our enemies, for the almighty Jeff graces us in our crusade across the lands. Mm-hmm. Let us strike down with the gracious power of our Lord and rid the world of those who turn against him. You guys get the point. It's pretty funny, man. So that's the Church of Bezos, man. It says the requirements are opening your heart and soul to our benevolent Lord, Jeffrey Bezos, and recurring Amazon Prime subscription. All right.
I mean, like Prime for sure. Yeah, yeah. Like, I get behind that. We like the Prime.
Yeah, so it's almost like an RP meme guild, man. It sounds like probably a pretty fun guild to be a part of. Go check them out. Church of Bezos. We'll make sure we link all of their information down below. It sounds like a really fun group of people to hang out with. So go check them out. Church of Bezos.
All right, and we thank you for using New World Fans to promote your website and all of our Patreon, obviously. You guys are the best, so we appreciate you. And thank you so much for supporting us. All right, Bordy. Well, that does it. Episode 101. Next episode is our 2-year anniversary. I know that the 100 and the 2-year are back to back, but we're gonna do something special for that too. Maybe not as special as our boy Greg, but we're gonna do something. So stay tuned for that. Obviously, thanks for watching, guys, and listening. We really appreciate it, and we'll see you on another episode of New World to Go.